the Lord has of his high discretion considered that it were destruction to gentle blood to fighten in the guise of mortal battle now in this emprise. Wherefore, to shapen that they shall not die, he will his first purpose modify. No man, therefore, on pain of loss of life, no manner shot, nor pole axe, nor short knife into the lists send or thither bring, nor short sword for to stoke with point biting, no man ne draw nor bear it by his side. Nor no man shall unto his fellow ride but one course with sharp ygrounden spear, foin, if him list, on foot, himself to wear. And he that is at mischief shall be take, and not slain, but be brought unto the stake that shall be ordained on either side. But thither he shall by force, and there abide. And if so fall the chieftain be take on either side, or else slay his make, no longer shall the tourneying last. God speed you. Go forth and lay on fast. With long sword and with maces fight your fill. Go now your way. This is the Lord's will. The voice of people touched the heaven. So loud, cried they with merry steven, God save such a Lord that is so good. He willeth no destruction of blood. Up go the trumpets and the melody, and to the lists rideth the company, by ordinance, throughout the city large, hanged with cloth of gold and not with serge, full like a lord this noble duke gan ride, these two Thebans upon either side. And after rode the queen and Emily, and after that another company of one and other after their degree. And thus they passed throughout the city, and to the lists came they betime. It was not of the day yet fully prime. When set was Theseus full rich and high, Hippolyta the queen and Emily, and other ladies in degrees about, unto the seats presseth all the rout, and westward through the gates under mart, Archite and eke the hundred of his part, with banner red is entered right anon. And in that self moment, Palamon is under Venus eastward in the place, with banner white and hardy cheer and face, in all the world to seeken up and down, so even withouten variation, there ne'er such companies tway. For there was none so wise that could say that any had of other advantage of worthiness, nor of estate, nor age. So even were they chosen for to guess. And in two rings fair they them dress. When that their names read were every one, that in their number guile was there none, then were the gates shut, and cried was loud, Do now your devoir, young knights proud. The heralds left their pricking up and down. Now ringen trumpets loud and clarion. There is no more to say, but east and west in go the spears full sadly in the rest. In goes the sharp spur into the side. There see men who can joust and who can ride. There shiverin shafts upon shields thick, he feeleth through the heart-spoon the prick. Up spring in spears 20 foot on height. Out go the swords as the silver bright, the helmets they to hewn and to shred. Out burst the blood with stern streams red, with mighty maces the bones they to burst. He through the thickest of the throng gan thrust. There stumble steeds strong, and down goes all. He rolleth underfoot as does a ball. He foineth on his feet with his truncheon, and he him hurtleth with his horse adown. He through the body is hurt and sithen take, maugre his head, and brought unto the stake, as forward was. Right there he must abide. Another lead is on that other side.